because you can handle the truth.
Welcome to another live edition of Black Insight. Back to the evening of October 2017. A lot to get into, as always. I'm your host, Doug Owen. I am the senior editor of BlacklistedNews.com, from which we derive most of the content for the show, except for what you steer, and that is the conversation here, 800-313-9443. You can talk to producer Ken, possibly get yourself on the show. If you'd like to be part of the interactive community, go to blacklistedradio.com. We have a chat room there. A lot of personal talk between chatters and some contributing great content. So it's a mixed bag. Try your luck. The ambassadors should welcome you at blacklistedradio.com. Exclusive content, all sorts of cool stuff. You can tweet at me if you like. We don't get too many of the tweets, which I don't know. Maybe we're not monetizing the platform enough, or people just don't pay attention to all the stuff that's blah, 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 blah on Twitter all the time. That's okay. BLN Radio is the Twitter handle. You can text me, 512-222-3067. So we wrapped up Sunday show, did the post-production on it, and no sooner as I was finishing it, I started to watch what was happening in Las Vegas, of course, with this massive aerial attack on concertgoers. Country music-loving people found themselves under heavy rain of bullet fire. And it sounded like automatic fire at the time. A lot to talk about. We're now a week removed from it, and so many of the initial questions that I would have asked Sunday have either been answered, or there is at least a answer given by those that have the knowledge. The FBI, of course, and the Las Vegas Police Department. So there has been a huge reaction by the media. Of course, that's really the most important takeaway. What are the solutions? What is government going to do? What freedoms will they take from the people, regardless of who and or motive for this attack, which is very elusive, the actual motive, rumors, speculations about what might have motivated Stephen Paddock. But we'll get to all of it. A lot to talk about there, a lot to unpack. First and foremost, the media reaction to the event has been pretty usual. We've had this tiff between Jimmy Kimmel, who has used his platform, his comedy show, the late night show, as a political vehicle for his views on healthcare, with his diatribes about his son who has a heart condition. And I completely understand why you would want to use that avenue for speaking your mind. I think that's one of the reasons that a lot of people are, it's kind of breaking the system, because people want news, but they also want entertainment. And now we have this political identity politics playing out in Hollywood. It really confuses and enrages people. And I think that's one of the, breaks in the paradigm. We could talk about that for hours, but, this is a shift in consciousness. It does have this effect on people. The Josh Abbott Band. Josh Abbott, country singer. And I don't know what the belief is, but most people believe that if you sing country music, you have to be pro-Second Amendment, and that there aren't gay and or liberal singers in the country music genre, the Nashville genre. But not so. Plenty of people that realize that if you want to make it big in Hollywood, you have to, tilt left just slightly, and the Hollywood reaction, of course, is to ban guns, more gun control before the dust settled. You already had Hillary Clinton out there banging the drum against this new bill for silencers, allowing those on long rifles. Now, a lot of people in the city probably couldn't imagine a reason why you would want to have a silencer. I'll give you one that most people, I'd say 80% of people on the American continent don't get, and that is that when you hunt and or shoot something, and even if you have a 20, 30, 40, 100-acre ranch, those gunshots are loud, and your next-door neighbors hear them. And, you know, it's not that you're doing anything criminal, but it's, you know, it not only hurts your ears, it hurts the ears of your neighbors. And so there's plenty of reasons why. Sportsmen especially, now, you know, assassins, murderers, those kind of people might like those as well for whatever reason. But some of these bills are going to be just dead stopped, will not go forward. So the immediate reaction is let's look at providing solutions. And the government's really out of them. When it comes to surveillance, you can't find a more surveilled place than Las Vegas. There's probably nowhere, maybe except London, that has more technology, more investment in their CCTV infrastructure. And, you know, at some point, I had thought by now we would have seen all of these videos of Stephen Paddock carrying guns to his room. And, of course, there's the question about the receipt that is now admitted. There was a possible guest in his room at the time, or at least in the days leading up to this event. Laura Bloomer, kind of a new person that I just found out about, kind of independent media, really pro-Jewish lady that we talked about her digging into Uma Abedin. She somehow received a receipt from one of the people, one of the wait staff at the Mandalay Bay, put it on Twitter, and it got immediate reaction. Of course, we covered it at blacklistednews.com, that raises questions about, you know, how many people, who else may have been involved. One of the, you know, things that the very managed photo ops that we've gotten with the sheriff there in Las Vegas is that, you know, he couldn't think that other people didn't know. So, the immediate reaction, I mean, obviously you have probably the most cited video from the taxi cab driver that drove around for an hour plus filming and recording the shooting. And from that, people have garnered that there are multiple weapons being used. Obviously, there's questions about how many shooters, initial reports, and personal eyewitness accounts almost always have multiple shooters somewhere in the narrative that quickly go away. They are exit stage left. Now that's either because this was a lone act or people just, you know, in the melee and the confusion don't realize where all these gun flashes are coming from. So there's a lot of videos. I'm sure some of you listening have kind of gone through them. Some have way more validity than others when it comes to flashes at different points coming out of the building. Alex Jones said the definitive was, and we put the video there, this layered firing. It sounds like two weapons. You know, they sound like fully automatic AR-15s shooting on top of one another, or some other, you know, I hate to use the term, but assault-style rifle. And I mean, it sounds pretty compelling. Unless the guy was, you know, double-fisting two different, you know, weapons at the time, two different calibers of guns, or we had some kind of distance differential between the shooting. So, you know, multiple windows. A lot of people questioning some of the other windows that were broken out. At what time did they actually get broken? Was it from return fire? I mean, there's a lot of things to kind of take away from this, because there is no motive. The motive is building. We're just talking about the media. I should mention this CBS legal executive who was axed over her Facebook comments on the Las Vegas shooting, basically saying that these are Republican right-wing people that listen to country music. Once again, making the stereotype. These are, you know, the people that are engendering this kind of mass homicide. So she was fired. You have this UNLV professor that blamed the Las Vegas massacre on Donald Trump. Couldn't do enough. Couldn't console enough. All of this is being blamed on Donald Trump. Primarily, I think that the rationale, or at least the leap that many in the corporate world have jumped to, is that he's a white guy. He's well off. He's got enough money. I mean, not uber rich, but enough money to wire $100,000 to the Philippines to a girlfriend. We should just talk briefly before we go. Yeah, but just to wrap that up. That yeah, the blame on Trump for this, and I'm trying to recollect, but I think that we saw a lot of that with Obama. Almost any time something happens, see, Obama didn't do enough. They're talking about the bum stocks, which is a device that I wasn't really familiar with until recently. Most of you probably weren't as well. I mean, I know that we have a lot of, avid Second Amendment lovers that may have been aware, but really, I don't even understand the purpose of them. I mean, they're not very accurate. They're fun. If you got a lot of money to spend on plinking, then maybe you'd want a bump stop just to kind of get that simulated automatic fire, just like most automatic weapons. Not very accurate and very hard to come by. So the bump stocks were allegedly in the room where the police found them. And apparently, he was using these things. It might actually account for why there aren't more casualties. And one of the things that people, the initial question is, was this a suicide note? The pictures that were released from the PD that showed a note, just some guns laying around, not near the body, which is kind of odd, of Paddock. But today they said that these are calculations for distance and aim, trajectory to hit this target, which, I don't know. It starts to make me question and wonder more and more about how plausible it was for him to do this alone. And I think that that's one of the things that a lot of people find, is that if you even question motive, or you can question the FBI and the Las Vegas Police Department's revelations, then you're an immediate crazy person that's a conspiracy theorist. And there are a lot of wacky conspiracy theories that are out there on video, and people showing videos that have no obvious forensic benefit and making broad conclusions. That was what the mystery note that everybody's been wondering about. Of course, one of the things I wonder about is this woman who was videoed, her and her mother, telling the immediate news report reporters on the scene that she was told by a Hispanic woman, medium height Hispanic woman, that they were all going to die. Now, let's say I'm the skeptic, okay? You have a crazy drunk lady at a country concert. We're all going to die. Yeah. Okay, that could be part of it. Or is it somebody that would try to tip people off? I mean, if they were part of the operation, there was some reason why this person had inside knowledge, knew Stephen Paddock, was trying to tell people, obviously, You know, just doing it drunkenly in the crowd when you're yelling at people doesn't seem like a good way to do that if you really want to stop it. But just going out there and risking, you know, being shot, if you knew that that was what was about to happen, just to randomly tell people that you were in danger or they were in danger, it doesn't make a lot of sense. So I try to apply some logic to it, but I tell you what, it's odd. And her name's Lori Hendricks. There's been some online sleuths that have done their best to actually find that this girl actually exists. And there's a Facebook page that she has where her name is spelt incorrectly. And there is not a lot there. Just seems like somebody created this thing. I don't know. Maybe somebody's just doing that to, you know, be a douche and create a fictitious account because they saw them or because they know that she's now popular on the internet. But it, you know, it makes you wonder. Now, when it comes to Stephen Paddock, I mean, that is the thing. This guy, who is he? Now, we know that he worked for Lockheed Martin. So he was in the security and private intelligence industry. Now, what role he played? Apparently an accountant. Now, that might make some sense. Lots of money. But he had a private plane, two of them actually, one of which now has been sitting for 3 years that is owned by an intelligence operation that has grounded it. Now, could he have sold it just to some guy? I mean, yeah, he could have. Could have done that, but... You know, the benefit of doubt is starting to really cloud the situation, especially the fact that, so little is known about him. Now, when they went to interview his brother had a pretty somber interview the first day, but he came back for that second interview like he was, I don't know, like he was a Manchurian candidate, like he was on psychotropic drugs, he was just ranting. And at one point, if you go to Cryptogon.com, they have some great commentary. At one point in this video, he looks like he's about to say, or he sounds like he's about to say that Steve was in the army. Well, that kind of would make a lot of sense how you went from the military into the private security sector. A lot of people get out of the military and work for Lockheed Martin. It's a big company. And not everybody that works at Lockheed Martin, some special operator, but he flies planes, sold his plane. If you're in the industry, you might know another person who was starting up their own intelligence organization, but that's kind of weird. Now, the Daily Mail has started to paint a little bit of a picture, and I should get to this story. Of course, if you haven't heard, this is the latest deal. 27-year-old woman, Vegas prostitute, said Paddock, 64, would often rant about conspiracy theories, including how 9/11 was orchestrated by the U.S. government. Now, this is an interesting turn because this is a meme. You had Jared Lochner, who shot at Arizona, I think governor at the time. She was representative. She might have been a congresswoman at the time. Regardless, Jared Lochner shot Gabby Giffords, who's already become very public on this issue. Of course, the left is saying, do something, government. It's your job to do something. Well, we've already gone down the surveillance row. I mean, you can't get more surveillance than what you have in Las Vegas. That failed. They do have some other things that are around. But anyway, so you're reading into the article. Now, the Daily Mail is a tabloid. Now, I will say that they've had some pretty credible stories. One of the things that the Daily Mail does is they pay for intel. They really broke down the whole scandal with Lord Mandelson, his ties to Muammar Gaddafi, Tony Blair, very critical of the war crimes of the Blair regime. But they cited a unnamed source, aka prostitute in Las Vegas. Now, valid is that story? I don't know. We'll see if it gets legs. We'll see if it catches on, if the mainstream media really starts pushing the narrative, the crazy 9/11 truther. On the other side, we'll talk about it. 800-313-9443. It's Blacklisted Radio.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Don't worry about that Sirius SR-20 aircraft that now is owned by Volant LLC. Associates provides subject matter expertise and technical competence across the disciplines of acquisition, program management, systems engineering, enterprise architecture development, and all sorts of cool things that are used by the intelligence communities. Now, there's plenty of contractors and whatnot, and people that do really well, civil servants, that get into a bit of money. Flip some real estate before you know it. You have a few million bucks if you play your cards right. No. Yeah. I'm just envious. I'm just thinking out loud. But, of course, you know, his brother talking about not everyone works at Taco Bell. Oh, so insulting. So much white privilege exuding out of this guy. Not to mention the fact that he's just dropping crazy bombs left and right, which really makes you wonder about the bad blood that may be genetic disposition. You know, you have the wonks, the TV psychiatrists that are out there talking about, you know, the genetic disposition. So maybe a Gattaca-style DNA profile before you're able to buy a handgun. You know, oddly enough, and then we'll go to Andy in Texas, you have so much misinformation being put out there. Of course, everybody's talking about machine guns. and have no idea how hard and how expensive it actually is to get a machine gun. So this is not an issue. People don't have machine guns. Very, very few. And even fewer of them shoot people. I mean, almost never is a real machine gun used. So clip magazine limits, I mean, buy as many as you want. And if you don't have some kind of psychotropic drug addiction, you know, and I know there's always that one connection they don't want to talk about, and that is the psychotropic drugs that these people are on. He's on diazepam, which is a sedative, and you know, I don't know. I doubt that made him crazy, because it's not like he was on some, you know, happy pill, SSRI. So FlightAware tracks all of this with his plane, hours logged. A great website for tracking flights all over the world. That kind of garnered some of the attention of some internet sleuths. Of course, 2009 to 2015, the U.S. had the lowest annual death rate from mass shootings compared with Norway, France, Finland, and Belgium, where it's very hard to get guns. And of course, you have the other narratives that are really being told, and that is, white people are dangerous. Their conspiracy theorists are dangerous. These people kill more than Muslims. They're the real terrorists. And that's a big sticking point for the left to make sure that people understand that. Turn on MSNBC or be reminded of these so-called facts. And, you know, it's how you derive your numbers and whatnot. This wasn't the largest mass shooting in U.S. history. Unless you forget about the Tulsa firebombing of Black Wall Street, which is, now you can see in modern times, I mean, I think that happened back in 1912, a long time ago, the 1864 Fort Pillow Massacre, 164 black soldiers were killed there. People don't care about those numbers. The Elaine Massacre, the Turbido Massacre, the Bloody Island Massacre, Hawaiians being killed. You know, there's just so many examples in U.S. history of, it was 1921 actually, when white rioters looted and burned the black area of Tulsa, Oklahoma. So, but this is more, you know, one guy, the terrorist, which is even, you know, we have to redefine what terrorist means, because the classic definition is that it's politically motivated. We don't have the political motivation. Now, just because you think 9/11 is an inside job, why would you shoot up people at a country concert if some of the reports are true that he was planning to go to multiple concerts and just looking for a random group of people? That makes it even the more strange. No notes, no notoriety wanted, no message for the masses. And if they have one, they're keeping it tucked away from the people. And I mean, quite honestly, they could introduce some, you know, this guy was radicalized by ISIS, and we now can show you this. We didn't want to show you this information beforehand. Really pick the poison that they want to indict Mr. Paddock for. So, quick break. Back on the other side, your phone calls. Let's jam them in here. 800-313-9443. Andy on the other side. It's Blacklisted Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Radio straight to the phones. We got Texas online. Let's go to first caller. Where did that? Oh, I should look at that. It's Andy in Texas. Andy, welcome to Blacklisted Radio.
Hey, well, hey, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Sure thing.
Well, you know, I've listened to a lot. I don't listen to too much regular news, but I listen to a lot of alternative news. And what I've heard is that this thing in Las Vegas was a shot towards the very heart of the Trump supporters, you know, because he's this country western show, and this is, you know, the heart of the gun control and whatnot. These people are gun-toting people. I've heard a lot of that. And so just to debunk that, and this is just one little program that's come out of this, because we have so much knowledge and so many different directions we could go with this shooting. But, I mean, just to debunk that, why didn't they shoot Jason Aldean then? You know, why didn't they just get rid of him? Because he's the one who brought them together. That's what they came to see, was him. So shoot Jason Aldean, why would you shoot the audience? So that tells you right there that this was a random shooting. Okay, and then let's go to the second point. The second point is, okay, we saw pictures of this guy who supposedly broke out two windows, 64-year-old man, shot from two different windows, and all these bullets are, I mean, you listen to the video and stuff, you can hear the audio or whatever, you can hear all these shots being fired and stuff. But, okay, so this is Finding Denny. We saw pictures of who this guy is. Mm-hmm. I just saw today, for the first time, an actual body laying on the ground from supposedly inside the hotel room, but they did not show the face. Okay, right. I also have never seen any video of any body bag coming out of, whether it's the back door or the front door. I didn't see any body bag coming out, nor did I see any type of cameras and you know lights camera action here.
I mean, there should be tons of action on all of those cameras.
Exactly, and they should have demanded, if these were real reporters, they should have demanded, well, unzip it, let's see the guy. You're telling us this is the guy. Let's verify. We're not getting any of the evidence whatsoever.
No.
Whatsoever. We're getting this minimal stuff, and then we're drawing conclusions, and we're being told that this is the conclusion. It's just like 9/11. Here's the conclusion. We're the United States. Here's the conclusion, and this is the way it is. We're in a really bad spot right now because we're so naive, and we've been made naive. And so anyway, what do you think about that?
I appreciate the call. Yeah, I mean, there's so much to take away from it, but it's not so much that it's naivete. It's that people will use this tragedy to further use as an example of what they support. So if you're a weapons defense contractor, it's buying and selling more technology to the government. That's the solution, and that's the angle you're going to take. If you're selling security systems, this is going to keep you safe. We need more surveillance. Waving down people magnetometers. And they'll do that for a while. They'll wave people down and search their luggage until, you know, nobody cares anymore. It's not a big thing, and it'll be life back to normal. That's going to I think it's interesting, that whole narrative that, you know, attacking the Trump supporters, and that was like, you know, the deep state going after his supporters. And, but that doesn't kind of jive with this other narrative that's being put out there. And you're right. What do we know? When they say, hey, he had these other places rented. I mean, it was interesting that within 12 hours, they were able to determine that he had no links to ISIS, had no political affiliation, had there was no reason, no justification for it. I mean, they've been trying for 12 months to establish ties between Donald Trump and Russia. I mean, they've had teams working around the clock. These guys can make this huge assumption and come to this conclusion. It's a prepackaged, you know, here you go. We got the sheriff up here. He looks tired. Got the guys in suits behind him. Say the right stuff. And you can see when they don't like what he's saying, they start cringing. Like, oh, this guy's going off script. This is no good. So, and that might be because they want to manage it. There's so much. I mean, literally what they release goes out there, and then people chew on it because there's so little of it, go on wild tangents and kind of poison the well with a lot of their, you know, pseudo-analysis. This is obviously 17 shooters, and there's a guy in the crowd with the gun. I'm like, well, I saw a flash, something. It looked like could be a picture, could be, you know, I don't know. Could have been just a flash from a flashlight, but, you know, drawing these conclusions, I think that's where a lot of people fall off the path. And then they don't look at things like, well, what's the real solution? Here we go. With 9/11, we got the Patriot Act. Now we have the USA Liberty Act. We'll go to Ken right here in a second. The reauthorization of 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which is set to expire on December 31st. So all these things that, okay, well, we're going to start rescinding some of these laws. Do we really need the FISA courts? Do we need these secret courts to figure out whether or not the government can garner, or rather gather, intelligence on foreign targets? You know, part of this unmasking scheme surrounding Trump was that he was talking to people in other countries. But 702 really authorizes the CIA and the NSA to spy on the American people. So there you go. The Liberty Act, all of these things will be, you know, this new proposal Now, this is what we're doing, people, to save you from the terrorists, from those white boogeymen. All right, Ken in Fort Worth, welcome to Blacklisted Radio.
Oh, yeah, I think this was an attack on freedom of assembly.
Hmm. How so? Just scaring people out of it?
That's the only thing it looks like. I'm asking you, what is your scenario with this whole thing? You got to have a scenario in your head.
A scenario.
Yeah.
I don't know that there's just a lot of the story that's not being let out. Whether or not this is synthetic, completely synthetic, orchestrated by an intelligence apparatus, operatives, or if this is an organic thing. Either way, there's just not enough definitive stuff that's come out. And of course, I question the source. You know, when the FBI releases this and says, hey, there's nothing on that note, Ken, you know, I don't know if I believe them. So there's just not that much you can take away from it. There was a lot of other media narratives. They would have loved to have focused on the Tillerson moron comments for another 4 or 5 days, chewing on that. It seemed that, you know, to me, you usually have a prepackaged solution ready to go. And going after a silencer bill, going after some of these other
things.
It doesn't seem to be a solution. They don't have this thing that they're already trying to really roll out, which, you know, throws me off and says, maybe it's more organic. Maybe it's, you know, the combination of a lot of things here. But, you know, the thing that just stinks like rotten roast beef is that there is no reason, right? Or at least we don't know of the reason. If they were pinpointing it on somebody, if they were really pushing this, you know, it's conspiracy theorists and 9/11 truthers, then I would be more weary. But, you know, just to demonize 9/11 truthers is kind of pointless. They've already done that.
It could be 9/11 liars, you know.
Well, yeah, there's that.
That's right. Hey, I still think that Florida and Alabama would do their calls to the Constitutional Convention back in 1988. I was down in Florida. We got Florida withdraw that call. Mm. I was working with the head of the John Birch Society who got rid of it in Alabama. They hit a brick wall. And I think they don't know what to do. This is all political pus coming out. And they're attacking guns. They're attacking free speech. I kind of have a convention by increments, and I think this might be an attack on freedom of assembly. It's the only thing that makes any sense. That's what it looks like.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the freedom of assembly, if you want to get into that free speech zone, and if you're okay with having a sniper or two to protect people from, you know, a Mr. Paddock, that's become normal. We used to have we still have the Trail of Lights in Austin, and I took my kids, and they have a free speech zone in case you want to protest. There's two cops there in this cage. I've told the story before. It's like, I guess it's free assembly. It's free assembly until some provocateurs that are getting paid from George Soros come by and start knocking, you know, breaking windows and, you know, setting cop cars on fire. And then before you know it, everybody on all sides are getting beaten.
What caliber bullets were being fired?
That I don't know. Where are the shell casings?
Come on now. I mean, it's been about a week, and you don't know what kind of calibers were being fired out there? I thought a police would tell you that by now, wouldn't they?
I don't know if they have. I haven't paid attention to it.
They can't find this out?
Yeah. Well, it's
a
good question. Sorry, I don't. No, I appreciate it so much. Thanks for the phone call. We got to move on here because I got a couple more things I want to talk about. And we got a few callers here. We got Fred in PA. Fred, welcome to Blacklisted Radio.
Oh, hey. So,
hey.
This professor you mentioned, Bunny Chance, was his first name Mark? Did you get a name on this guy?
His name is, let's see.
I'll tell you why I asked. Because a year ago, June last year, on Coast to Coast, Nori interviewed a guy.
This is Tess Winkleman. It's a nice name.
The
Tess
first
Winkleman.
Name was what?
Tess, T-E-S-S.
Oh. Okay.
And it's an adjunct professor, not getting paid anything. It's not a tenured. That's pretty brave. But wait, you had a bad school experience?
Some ass clown ass brain by the name of Mark in Las Vegas, who described himself as a Talmudic Jew, one of God's chosen people, and they and only they possess the intellectual competence to ascertain all valid, authentic truth, knowledge, wisdom. Because this guy, Bo Kirkwood...
What kind of class were you in? What's this guy telling you this for?
No. This was a, you know, coast-to-coast AM broadcast.
Oh, that's
June.
George Norrie.
Weird. And what was incredible... I don't like the word incredible because that means to me it isn't credible, but Norrie's favorite word is incredible. So,
right.
Incredibly so, they give this guy 8 minutes before the bottom of the hour break and then 8 minutes after the bottom of the hour break to vociferously attack this Christian fella, a tenured professor, of history, archaeology, philosophy. He authored a book.
Fred, Evolution. You know what? Yes. I've only got a few minutes here, man. This sounds like you got an axe to grind. You need more time. Give me a call back maybe he did call back. Let's talk to Fred in Michigan. Is it the same Fred? We got one in PA, one in Michigan. Whichever one. Okay, well, you know what? We're going to move on because I don't listen to Coast to Coast. Too much, woo-woo and, you know, they definitely have a real, you know, hardcore Christian tint to everything that, you know, it's God's plan, it's destiny, along with the UFOs and things. And I just, it's intermingled and I don't know how to take it. And I know that they have a lot of advertorials. This guy probably got so much time on the show because, you know, he paid George Norrie and he's selling some crystals or something, you know, some... some stuff. All right. Let's move forward. So, you know, what to take from it? If we've gotten a few voices from people out there that are looking at this and seeing, well, you know, what's going to happen? More draconian legislation, the further controlling of people's right to own a weapon. And that's going to be an ongoing debate, and where it lands depends really on the people themselves as to what they believe. I don't think that these mass shootings really sway too many people's minds about their right to protect themselves from whatever, even those that are huge Jason Aldean fans probably are not going to – most of them are not going to change their position. Interesting story that's getting no traction, and that should because it really does teach us about the government's impression of people as cannon fodder. This comes from Aaron Kessel. U.S. Army secretly tested carcinogenic chemicals on unknowing residents of Canada in Winnipeg and Alberta during the Cold War in testing linked to weaponry involved with radioactive ingredients meant to attack the Soviet Union. According to classified documents revealed in a new book, Behind the Fog, How the U.S. Cold War Radiological Weapons Program Exposed Innocent Americans, Lisa Taylor, an associate professor of sociology at St. Louis Community College, put this book out and... basically outlines these incidents that were conducted from 1953 over a few months from July to August. They sprayed zinc-cadmium sulfide onto unsuspecting citizens. They chemtrailed these people. They die in a week. We're going to definitely not use this because we don't want it blowing into the jet stream, you know, and so... We want to kill the Russians, but we don't want to kill everybody in Europe. These kind of Cold War experiments, and so it does give validity to people that are very skeptical. I mean, when it comes to chemtrails, I know it's a polarizing topic, like a lot of things, even in the conspiracy world. Those that are for and those that are against. I think the problem is that when you realize, like a lot of things, that you know the government and private companies and weather warriors and a variety of other individuals have been spraying stuff in the skies for years. Defoliants, all sorts of caustic and toxic chemicals for a variety of reasons. The government's been spraying, giving cancer to the people in Colombia, all throughout South America for a long time to eradicate that evil coca. Forget all of the product that was shipped into this country. Let's go irradiate those poor farmers that are making coca paste. So, it shouldn't just be swept under the rug. I mean, it's important that people get a perspective. And if you understand that, you were just a part of the system, and the government doesn't work for you. The government tests things on you. You'd be a lot more won't buy in so much to all of the hype when the government tells you have to put something in your body. Quick break. Back on the other side, it's Blacklisted Radio.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Who is the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway?
All right, welcome back. This is Blacklisted Radio, final segment here. And you'll get hijacked here, taking phone calls every once in a while. But that's why it's an open format. And, well, we condense it into an hour. A lot of stuff I want to talk about, the school-to-prison pipeline. This is a story that should be getting more attention, and I'm glad that there was actually a resolution. This lockdown of 800 high schoolers lands a sheriff indictment for sexual battery and false imprisonment. If you didn't hear about the story, in a tellingly rare decision, a South Georgia grand jury levied an indictment against Worth County Sheriff Jeff Hobby for sexual battery, false imprisonment in violation of oath of office in an incident in which nearly 800 students were locked inside of their high school as deputies performed an exhaustive search of groping, fondling, and generally traumatizing these children. I mean, this is the crazy police state that was born out of 9/11 that is just an everyday reality that we have to live with. You know, I was talking with Ken during the break about how these attacks, though at one time were very charged emotionally, just become normal. Just another nut. Just another crazy guy shooting up the place. Oh, my God. You know, those Republicans don't want to do anything. And if, you know, half of the people think we should have them, half think we shouldn't. And, you know, that's going to be an ongoing debate. But it doesn't change anything. It only has a small emotional impact. So, you know, this is the long term. Okay, school to prison pipeline, all of this turning this police state apparatus that was born out of 9/11 back in upon the people using technology that was developed to fight terrorists against us. Don't worry. Even in places like Puerto Rico, there is Elon Musk. Interesting. Elon Musk is going to be working with the bankrupt Puerto Rican government in rebuilding this infrastructure with powered batteries. Now, I'll give you a hint. You know what doesn't go good with batteries? Salt water. Salt water doesn't go big, go well at all. Another mystery that people were trying to figure out, these mysterious Department of Homeland Security towers that are going up everywhere in New York City. And, you know, I love listening to the speculation. Now they're saying this out of The Guardian. Mysterious metal towers have appeared popping up at local tunnels as soon as they'll start appearing at bridges too, but authorities aren't talking about what they are. Could these be radiation detection devices? New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has announced a transformational plan to reimagine New York's crossings for the 21st century. So could it be some kind of, I don't know, Harris Instruments phone tracking system? Who knows? But the money, the grants came out of course, the Department of Homeland Security. A lot of this is probably because when the economy turns, the U.S. economy last month lost 33,000 jobs, something that Donald Trump will not be putting on his Twitter and not be bragging about will be this complete downturn. We have seen the slowest economic employment growth in at least 5 years, and of course wages have been stagnant for 40 years, even for podcasters like myself. Guys, thanks so much for the time. Try to stay out of the police state's way. Don't be dependent on government. Be independent and you shall be free. I'll be back next week for another live edition of Blacklisted Radio. Until then, don't buy the hype. Take care.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss.
go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.